And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, the one I'm living in, the one I'm in right now, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, we just did the Grand Council, and I got to remind you guys that the Grand Council is sponsored for you by Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. So listen, you may be someone who is doing all you can for your retirement. You've got your retirement portfolio, or maybe you have a money manager, or even for that matter, something sponsored by your employer. You may be shocked if you go through your investments to find out that some of your investments are going to companies that support woke and non-Christian stuff that you would never want to put your money into, but yet there it is. Well, how do you get away from that? Well, Inspire Advisors are the specialists in this. Inspire Advisors, they are big into what's known as biblically responsible investing, BRI. It's a thing. Biblically responsible investing. They can help you review your portfolio and then help you find what I would call more biblically aligned alternatives that will return on your investment just as much without being filled up with all the things you say you don't stand for. That being said, Inspire Advisors is actually hosting a class this month. You can still sign up for it. There is limited space available, but they are hosting a class this month. I think it's next week. But Inspire Advisors is hosting a class to help people learn how to review their own portfolios, you know, assign their risk analysis and make sure they have a better return on their investments. All you got to do is go to their website and sign up for it. It's free, but space is limited. It's free. The website is moneypatternwealth.com. That's www.moneypatternwealth.com. Inspire Advisors. That's Paul Breyer and his team, and they are good at what they do, and they are the sponsors of the Grand Council, and we appreciate it very much. All right, let's jump on into something that I find rather amusing. So you may be shocked to find out where some of your tax dollars are going. Then again, I know this audience, you might not be that shocked. But right now, we are being told that Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, two amazing and super intelligent entrepreneurial guys who have run big organizations and made a lot of money doing it, are going to be in charge of this thing called Doge. D-O-G-E. Am I saying that right? You
yes,
always look
correct.
Amused when I say that.
It's just funny because it's been a meme like my whole I would say childhood, but like ever since I was like in middle school, Doge has been a funny meme. So it's just funny to see it as a department of the government now, you know.
The Department of Governmental Efficiency, Doge. Yeah, I mean, the memes are all over the place. And what I'm loving is the fact that these two guys are all about refining and streamlining and doing things differently. But so the Department of Governmental Efficiency, it's apparently not going to be a true governmental entity, because that would be called growing government. So they're setting it up as an outside entity that will give advice and basically work with the president so he can see what he needs to see. But they'll have carte blanche. They'll be like czars. They'll have the ability to see into the systems, see into the departments, see into the fiscal analysis, and pick out things that perhaps need to be streamlined. Now, some of the funniest memes that are out there right now, like, have you ever seen the movie Office Space?
Please. No, but I've seen clips from Office Space today. I know exactly which
memes
you're talking about.
There's so many inside jokes from Office Space. Like if you got a red, you know, swing line stapler, you know that you're the guy going to the basement. Or if the guy comes around with a coffee cup and goes, yeah, did you get your reports in on time? You know, there's so many one-liners out of that movie. But one of the things that happened was this company was downsizing. And they brought in these guys who their specialty was streamlining. Two guys. Memes are out there right now superimposing Musk and Ramaswamy's faces over those guys saying, so what exactly would you say you do here? Government employees are allegedly getting very antsy right now because they recognize that the jig is up. Now, listen, we got a bunch of great civil servants, a bunch of them. And we also got a bunch of duds. And we got a bunch of people who are not required to make budget. And we got a bunch of people who are not required to have a work product. And they got a bunch of people who are not required to prove the worth of their own existence in government. And yet they get paid by the taxpayers. During COVID, when the private sector was shutting down and going out of business, Those private sector folks went home and just waited it out and got their paycheck every 2 weeks. Okay, that being said, let's take a look at where some money is going. Like, for instance, Robbie Starbuck posted just today on Twitter. He says, you're currently funding a $2 million grant to, quote, strengthen transgender-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming care and provide economic empowerment opportunities in Guatemala. Why? Why are our taxpayer dollars going to something like that? Is there an explanation? I have no idea. But that's happening a lot. And I've got a piece here from Heritage. Heritage has a great thing that shows some of what we've been dealing with. Like what kind of things might actually get cut? There's a guy named David Ditch. I actually had him on the show a couple years ago from Heritage Foundation. He's one of their fiscal analysts. He's one of the guys who writes the reports that talks about the money. He shows things in this piece that came out in May of this year, showing about inflation numbers still showing 3.5% annual growth, that the Biden administration aggressively using the swamp's enormous budgets to fund leftist causes. Legislators examining agencies and programs are looking for places to find savings, but Biden administration won't do it. Well, now we got a whole new freaking sheriff, and they're running through something called DOGE. Well, that being said, pray tell, what kind of things have we been funding? How about $45 million for diversity inclusion scholarships in Burma? I don't know why. It just has been. Why? Because they can spend your money. That's why. How about $3 million for girl-centered climate action? What does that even mean? Do you know what girl-centered climate action? I'm scared to ask. Girl-centered climate action.
I can only imagine.
You know, they first have to define what a girl is.
Yep. Well, of course, a girl is somebody who identifies as a girl, which we can't define what that is. So,
well, there you have it.
Yeah.
$3 million for girl-centered climate action in Brazil. I mean, this is, we're in jackassery mode right now. I think you need to hit the jackassery button, bro. This we're there. Thank you. Thank you very much. $125 million to racialized public health. What does that mean? Racialized public health. The CDC, it says, has faced growing criticism in recent years for politicized, unconstitutional responses to COVID-19. But now we have things like a $124 million grant to the National Network of Public Health Institutes to further damage that frayed relationship. Using a racial justice competency manual or model, they will decide whether or not medical outcomes are sufficient based upon racial equities. A $124 million grant. How about $573,000 to anti-Israel groups for fighting disinformation? What? Fox guarding the hen house, I'd say. Yeah, so the Biden administration has gotten this whole thing about disinformation going on, and they've decided they're going to fund anti-Israel groups, you know, who may have disinformation things that need to be probably amplified if you get down to it. I mean, this goes on. How about this? This is my favorite. Are you ready for which? I don't know which button you want to use. You can use the laugh button. You can use the jackassery button. You can probably make your own cacistocracy button if you want to. You can play them all at one time. $288,563 for diverse birdwatcher groups. Just. So we have laughing. We have laughing jackassery now. Laughing jackassery. So yeah, DEI mania abounds. The National Science Foundation approved a grant for having ornithological studies. That's for bird watching. Ornithological, I'm impressed with myself that I can even say that. Ornithological studying. Societies creating affinity groups based upon identity characteristics. In other words, diversity is necessary in bird watching.
Not only that, tax dollars are worth going there.
Yeah. I mean, this is our money. I mean, listen, I grew up and, you know, my dad would say things to me like, I'd get some allowance. He'd go, son, that money's burning a hole in your pocket. You can probably hear him saying it.
Yep.
Son, that money's burning a hole in your pocket. Well, yeah, I was a kid. I wanted the next comic book. I wanted that candy. I wanted something at the dime store. But did I just say dime store? I did.
Yeah, how old
am I right now? But went down to the Ben Franklin five and dime and stay out of the Woolworths. That's a quote, by the way, from... You've never watched Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
No.
You're starting to worry me with your movie choices, by the way.
I'm not a big movie guy. I haven't seen it.
Act of Valor.
No.
You haven't seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? No. Have you ever watched Jeremiah Johnson?
Nope.
Okay. All right. We need to pause the show just for a second. I'm going to have to ask a couple of quick questions.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Outlaw Josey Wales?
No. I've never even heard of that.
What?
Mm-mm.
All right. Listen, I need all of y'all to just be patient with me right now. As I work with my young Padawan here, brother, I'm gonna make you a list of movies you have to watch. It's gonna be required watching.
Lewis from Birmingham just texted in and said we need to get JP some right side flare. you know Dale would do this a lot. He would stop and ask me stuff to make me seem like like a kid, and it would always be nope, never heard of that.
Okay, you're not a kid. But you're a man, and you got to watch some movies. Yeah. I mean, these are like testosterone growing movies right here. All right, so we're gonna figure that out. All right, back to the Doge. Yeah, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are leading the Department of Government Efficiency. So the way they're gonna set this up is what we understand is it's Doge is gonna work with the White House and the Office of Management and Budget, but it's gonna operate outside the federal government. It's gonna create more efficient bureaucracy. I got a piece here from the Washington Examiner that I'm reviewing. And that's the way they want to do it. Musk and Ramaswamy are tasked with slashing the federal government spending in the wake of the newest budget deficits that hit $1.8 trillion. And Musk most recently said he was going to identify $2 trillion worth of spending. And I got news. He can probably do it just on ridiculous foreign aid and, you know, things like DEI projects overseas. I look at it and go, wow. There is no way in the world we can maintain our ability to fund ourselves if we're going to send... People talk about Ukraine. I get it. But at least Ukraine is a war that we're talking about. Who needs to send things to... Where was it? Burma? So that we can have more diverse groups for, you know... What did I say? It was girl-centered climate action in Brazil and diversity and inclusion scholarships in Burma. What are we doing there?
Yeah,
that right there was $48 million.
Well, I'll also point out of Elon's tweet, he posted that all actions of the Department of Government Efficiency will be posted online for maximum transparency. He said, anytime the public thinks we're cutting something important or not cutting something wasteful, just let us know. But then he also said, we will also have a leaderboard for the most insanely dumb spending of your tax dollars. This will be both extremely tragic and extremely entertaining.
I imagine it's going to be all over his X platform also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, I had that article right here, and the best source I could find, believe it or not, was from the British tabloid, The Mirror. The Daily Mirror has a piece that says, Elon Musk vows to start a leaderboard of the U.S. government's most insanely dumb spending. I think this is one of the most exciting things happening. I'm looking at a revision of the Department of Defense. I'm looking at a revision. I'm looking at doing away with the Department of Education. I mean, these are dream things. If the Department of Energy comes back and says, drill, baby, drill, I'm going to be super excited. But I am real excited about Doge. You know what we need? We need a Doge sound effect. What would it be?
I don't know. But, I don't even know. You've seen the picture of Doge, right? The dog Doge?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he has a sound effect that goes with it, but... Yeah, someone actually called during that segment to point out that it's not just a meme, it's also a very popular crypto.
It is a very popular crypto.
So there's that as well. So
Dogecoin. Mm. It's real.
But it's just a peek into Elon as a person, because he creates all stuff Tesla to look cool and to be like the future needs to look like the future. He's all about looks and that sort of stuff. So the fact that he's naming the government agency after Doge just gives a peek into that stuff kind of matters to him, not only just for humor, but I think those little stuff, you know, goes a long way.
I think I also saw too that Doge crypto has like gone through the roof all of a sudden because of this.
Crypto as a whole has. So.
You better take us to a break, man. We're gonna blow right through the break time.
About Doge.
All right, we're taking a break. Last break of the day here on Hump Day. We're gonna get you guys all the way to the weekend. Stand by. We will be right back.